This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. You can be a big part of this fine production, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Just PS on the board. Earl Ingram joining me today for this edition of Dom and Friends. You can check out Earl's show Monday through Friday here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Check him out 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Earl, welcome, man. Happy days, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. How are you? I'm always happy to lend a helping hand.
Yeah, man. I always love your perspective, and just great to see you as well. The holidays, man, it was Christmas yesterday, and I don't know how you folks all do it, and I'm not a religious man, but I'll take the paid day off, you know, don't get me wrong. and we normally, in my side of the family, we go see my parents, my mother nowadays, on Christmas Day, and do the in-laws on Christmas Eve day. So Christmas Eve and late afternoon, went over to my mother-in-law's and my wife's side of the family and the kids. We all went over there and ate and drank and be merry and gave some gifts and had a good time. And then normally I would go up and visit my mom, who's up in Appleton. Unfortunately, the memory care unit she's in has a case of the COVIDs running around. So she's on lockdown. We'll go see her hopefully on Saturday. So I was unable to do that, but spent my time, you know, watching some sports, playing some video games, drinking some scotch, eating lots of cookies. You think those things wouldn't go together, but they totally do.
Of course they do.
Yes, they do. So getting back into the chair, I want to thank Don Rosen stepping in on Monday, feeling a little bit under the weather. Thank you, Don. He's a cool cat. Hopefully get him back on the show sometime as well, a fan favorite.
Don. Hey, Don.
Yeah, man.
Don Rosen really is a throwback, man.
He's a cool dude. I know, man.
Yeah, so we're the same age, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he's just, man, just, he's a throwback, man. Yeah. Right? So how can I say to the guy, does that make me a throwback as well?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you're the same age, you know, if... If A
ain't
plus
nothing wrong
B
with a
equals
throwback.
C. You know? yeah, Don's a cool cat and definitely an old, talk about old radio dog, man, for real.
Yeah, I learned where he got his start. Apparently he was gifted a little toy radio that allowed him to just, you know, connect to the airwaves back in the Stone Ages.
Yeah.
And then he just couldn't stop.
Well, he's been at it over almost 50 years.
Yeah. No, man.
In radio.
I know. Wow, that's crazy. Things have certainly changed since then, playing the hits and having some fun. So thank you, Don, for stepping in. And again, you know, I like to have friends around as well, so we'll try to get Don in on the circulation as well. Earl is our guy today. So that was my kind of thing, and I tried to stay away. We're going to talk about, you know, people's appetite for politics and news these days. The AP reporting on a poll, no surprise, folks are kind of burned out on it, Earl. We'll get to that as well. But what I didn't do is go to the socials and post a Christmas message to the masses. That's not my thing. I don't really do that. You know, not the religious guy. And talk to some friends and some family, but that was about it. But Donald Trump, well, he sure made the time. And in true tradition, because this guy has the habit, Earl, of just saying the craziest things. And I got to tell you, man, I mean, if anybody who, you know, especially your super Christian types, you know, that voted for him. I mean, you imagine this guy getting up in the middle of a church and like reading this out loud. I mean, this is what I want. I want to hear this. And I want like Mike Johnson, the current Speaker of the House, or I don't know if he'll be there come next month, but we'll see. He's a super religious guy. You know, you supporting what Donald Trump is saying? Well, let me throw this out there, Earl, and then I want to get your response. Donald Trump on the Truthy Socials very, very busy. I mean, we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago when Elon Musk put like 100 tweets out. Well, apparently Don had like 40, man. What are you doing on Christmas Day? You're like tweeting out like 40 times. Anyway, here's what the former and soon to be had to say. Merry Christmas to all. Oh, should have just stopped right there.
He said everything he needed to.
That's it. Right that's there. Right. That's it. Including to the wonderful soldiers of China who are lovingly but illegally operating the Panama Canal, where we lost 38,000 people in its building 110 years ago. He writes in parentheticals. Always making certain that the United States puts billions of dollars in quote-unquote repair money, but will have nothing, absolutely nothing to say about anything. Also, to Governor Justice Trudeau of Canada, whose citizens' taxes are far too high, but if Canada was to become our 51st state, their taxes would be cut by more than 60%, their businesses would immediately double in size, and they would be militarily protected like no other country anywhere in the world. Likewise, to the people of Greenland, which is needed by the United States for national security purposes, and who want the U.S. to be there, and we will. Page 2. Merry Christmas to the radical left lunatics who are constantly trying to obstruct our court system and our elections and are always going after the great citizens and patriots of the United States, but in particular, their political opponent, me, capitalized. They know that their only chance of survival is getting pardons from a man who has absolutely no idea what he is doing. Also, to the 37 most violent criminals who killed, raped, and plundered like virtually no one before them, but were just given, incredibly, a pardon, actually a commutation, a pardon by Sleepy Joe Biden. I refuse to wish a Merry Christmas to the lucky souls, but instead we'll say, go to hell! We had the greatest election in the history of our country. A bright light is now shining over the USA, and in 26 days, we will make America great again. Merry Christmas.
Oh, jeez.
One exclamation point. I kind of feel like he didn't really mean it with only one exclamation point. Earl, I mean, I've been a while since I've been to a Christmas mass, but I don't remember anything along these lines.
You know, man, first off, the run-on sentences. You know, listen, man, I'm not an English major. Yeah. And I can butcher some sentences.
Yeah, you,
man,
and me both, man.
I'm going to slay some adjectives and verbs and mix up some, you know, those things. But the run-ons. So he has this thing called Truth Social. First off, let's start there.
The name's BS. Come on. Right off the bat.
but here's a guy. The subjects that he's running, that's running through his brain. Can you imagine being inside of his head?
No.
All the things that you can be thinking about and talking about. He's talking about the Chinese and the Panama Canal. And man, he's talking about Greenland, and he's talking about, man, and yet the worst part about all of it, Dominic, is this cat is president again, and there's nothing we can do. it hasn't even started yet.
Oh, I have to challenge you on that, Earl. I feel like it's never ended. I
mean, right.
What's this guy got in? Man? I mean, even when he decided and toyed around with running back in 2015, it hasn't stopped, man. And I think that's contributing to perhaps some of the burnout. But what about the expectations, Earl? You know what I mean? I mean, if this is about for the hardcore Christians, and he did very well, the Christians, right? And perhaps it's that you know, you're blessed if you're rich, God blesses you, whatever they call it. Like if you want to be rich, the religion is to be rich, and that's how you know you curry favor with God, is because you're rich. I guess that's the philosophy of lots of these folks that are backing him now. But we're talking about the birth of the Son of God who died on a cross for our sins. And this guy's going off, and if you believe the story, and this guy's going off on China soldiers and Panama and Greenland and what, and Sleepy Joe? Merry Christmas, Earl.
Well, here's the deal, man. Number one, he's already said I'm not a Christian.
He has.
After he took the Bible headed backwards and upside down. And yet, people who call themselves Christians gravitated towards him because they somehow believe that he identifies with them, even though he says, I'm not a Christian. Here's a man who worships money.
And himself.
The scripture is clear. The cattle of 1,000 hills, all the silver and all the gold belongs to God. Listen, I'm not a Bible thumper. I'm not. I wouldn't even call myself, I'm not a Christian. I'm not a practicing Christian. I don't, you know, I do believe in some of the tenets. Love your brother as yourself.
Sure. Yeah.
There's some tenets in it that I support and believe in, but I'm more of a Christian than Donald Trump ever will be. Man, I do for others. I'm not judging and condemning people. Here, this cat gets up and he's got diarrhea of the mouth on Christmas morning, man. All he had to do was say, hey, Merry Christmas. But he couldn't resist. Because he's probably the exact opposite of what people would call God, that other person.
He's the Antichrist. Earl Andrew Jr. joining me, 855-752-4842. He's consistent. Last year, in 2023, I got a little bit here from the CNN, just a little research on this. Thank you for this.
You're welcome.
Here's what he was having some anger and self-pity while making multiple false or questionable claims in his Merry Christmas message last year. They spied on my campaign, lied to Congress, cheated on FISA, rigged a presidential election, allowed millions of people, many from prisons and mental institutions, to invade our country, screwed up Afghanistan, and Joe Biden's misfits and thugs like deranged Jack Smith are coming after me at levels of persecution never seen before in our country. It's called election interference. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Wow.
You know the most tragic part about all of it is?
What's that?
Man. A lot of people love him and believe in him, man. That's the tragic part of it.
But doesn't that seem contrary to the message? If you're talking about love and acceptance and forgiveness and all those things on Christmas Day, and you consistently, year after year, air your grievances, right, Justin? I mean, it's like Festivus. I'm a big fan of Festivus.
Festivus for the rest
of us. Airing of the grievances and feats of strength. Well, he's got the airing of the grievances down. For sure. Folks, no grievances here. You can join us, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram Jr. hanging around all today. Jess P.S. on the board. Come back with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me today. You can check his show out here on Civic Media Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Jess P.S. is on the board. You can join us as well, 855-75-CIVIC. We're reflecting on the holiday that was yesterday of Christmas, the celebration of the birth of baby Jesus. And I got to tell you, some of the responses from Donald Trump over the years have been awful, and I'd love to see how the Republicans and or at least the super Christian types respond to Donald Trump's asinine statements on honoring apparently the Son of God. But I heard Earl, and I'm wondering if you have something that you agree with. Maybe because Trump is such a narcissist. He's jealous of little baby Jesus, man. He cannot keep himself out of the news on little baby Jesus' birthday.
Of course.
I don't think he even understands the story. I don't think, you know, number one, I don't think he's ever, as a young boy or a young man, ever gone through any of that. And so clearly he hasn't taken it upon himself to read anything about the history of it. So it has no value to him. So it doesn't matter, you know. And even if you didn't believe in the story, peace on earth, goodwill to men, is the order of the day,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
For everybody. That's what it should be. Right. I don't care, mm-hmm, Christian, Muslim, whoever you are, peace on earth, goodwill to men. He can't even follow that script.
No, dude.
Come on, man. He's got to throw hand grenades, right?
Yes, all the time. All the time. Blow it up. No, blow it up. The New York Times today did some of my work for me. Of course, I was wondering, like, oh, number one, Trump says these crazy things all the time. And we got a couple more examples. Perhaps Jess will pull up our 2022 example. But as the New York Times, they kind of summarize what Trump said recently here. You know, Merry Christmas to the wonderful soldiers of China and to Governor Trudeau of Canada and people of Greenland, you know, that kind of stuff. But how does this compare to perhaps some of the other presidents? You know, the actual, what I call them, real presidents. Yeah, I said it. Mega 855-752-4842. Franklin Roosevelt. Here's what he had to say. December 24th, 1941. Talking about how he could celebrate Christmas in a world at war, a world of fighting and suffering and death. Standing alongside Winston Churchill, he said the answer was clear. Quote, our strongest weapon in this war is that conviction of the dignity and brotherhood of man, which Christmas Day signifies more than any other day or any other symbol, the president said. Against enemies who preach the principles of hate and practice them, we set our faith in human love and in God's care for us and all men everywhere. I mean, that was FDR back in World War II, man. I mean, there's some, you know, serious strife going on in the world.
Right.
And he was way more gracious than the Trumpster was. Calvin Coolidge, let's see, in December 24th of 1923, lit the first national Christmas tree on the ellipse, illuminated 2,500 electric light bulbs. That was a big deal back then. Had this to say when he was reassuring a message about disabled vets in World War I that ended 5 years earlier. Quote, the heart of America is with those who make the great sacrifice in defense of our ideals. Whether you continue in the hospitals fighting for recovery or are battling to reestablish yourself in civil pursuits, the nation will be mindful of its obligations to those so honorably stricken. Yeah, a lot of people injured during the world wars. Hell, even Richard Nixon. Can you believe this? I mean, it makes Nixon look like a Boy Scout. Nixon. 1973, December 14th, talking about the single illuminated star on the national Christmas tree as it faced an energy crisis. Here's what he had to say. And in a way, I suppose one could say that the only light on the tree, this will be a very dreary Christmas. But we know that isn't true because the spirit of Christmas is not measured by the number of lights on a tree. The spirit of Christmas is measured by the love that each of us has in his heart for his family, for his friends, for his fellow Americans, and for people all over the world. You know, the criminal Nixon had that to say. Mm-hmm. He also noted that it was the first time in 8 years when Americans, prisoner of war, is on the way home at Christmas. Ronald Reagan. Over the past year, we've begun the long, hard work of economic recovery. Our goal is an America in which every citizen who needs and wants a job can get a job. Poland recently declared martial law. Reagan uses Christmas messages not only to ask for faith in the United States, but to warn about the threat posed by the Soviet Union. Reagan went on. The Soviet Union, through its threats and pressures, deserves a major share of blame for the developments in Poland. Once earlier in this century, an evil influence threatened that the lights were going out all over the world. Let the light of millions of candles in American homes give notice that the light of freedom is not going to be extinguished. And Barack Obama also, man, I mean, come on. In this, that's the spirit that binds us together. Talks about caring for those on society's margins. not just as Christians, but as Americans of all faiths. It's what the holiday is about, coming together as one American family to celebrate our blessings and the values we hold dear. And Joe Biden, this year, several hours before Trump posted his Christmas message to all you losers and suckers out there, here's what Biden had to say. He posted this on the X Twitter. "For the last time as your president, it is my honor to wish all of America a very Merry Christmas. My hope for our nation today and always is that we continue to seek the light of liberty and love, kindness and compassion, dignity and decency." And then of course, there was Donald Trump, who said, mm-hmm. "Go to hell, Sleepy Joe, wonderful soldiers of China, Governor Trudeau of Canada, and hey, the people of Greenland, your taxes are going to..." Wait, that was Canada. Taxes Canada. Are going to go down.
Yeah.
So some comparison, some contrast and compare the former and now the new compared to some of the what I would call traditional, regular-ish, you know, how it used to be. I mean, maybe this is the black and white photos from back then. Doesn't show the orange as much. It seems a whole lot more fascistic these days. Folks, this is the Dom Salvi Show, hanging out today with Earl Ingram, Jess P.S., and you on the phones. I see you. The text lines are working as well. You can join theirs, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Finally, are we over the happy holidays argument? Is there still a war on Christmas? And hell, it's Hanukkah today, too. Starts today, right?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Night. Oh, damn. We're going to talk about that as well. Come back with us.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Times have changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want to fight and curse.
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842. Don't blame Canada. It's our 51st state. Maybe, if Donald Trump gets his way. I don't recall during the election cycle, Earl Ingram Jr. joining me today, and Jess P.S. I don't recall the foreign policy of Donald Trump saying he was going to, what, annex Canada, invade Panama? Invade Panama? Well, and what? And go after Greenland? And this was, he tried to do this last time around. Mm-hmm. He was talking about what? Trading Puerto Rico for Greenland? I don't mean, it's hard to fathom that this is a president of the United States and this is what the conversation is, but this is where he has driven us. In his Christmas message, go to hell. As specifically referring to the 37 people whose sentences were commuted by Joe Biden. I want to get to that conversation as well. But with regards to the holidays and the war on Christmas, you know, seemingly, Earl, the war on Christmas has subsided a bit since Bill O'Reilly got off the air, man. Because it was always like a war on Christmas, and I don't feel like it's that nasty anymore. What's your take on the war on Christmas as it has been presented to us over the course of the last 10 years or so?
You know, the whole argument and that used to take place about the war on Christmas, they don't call it Christmas anymore. The one thing that our nation is supposed to be is a nation that includes all beliefs and does not prejudge others, and that others have every right to their own beliefs. Do you remember that, Dominic? Mm-hmm. Somewhere that the founders of this nation had this ideal that we're not going to pressure people to think alike. And so you have a right, if you wanted to say happy holiday, nobody could look at you as if you had just committed a mortal sin because you didn't say Merry Christmas, or someone said Xmas because they didn't want to use Christ's name when it came to Christmas. Well, whatever those beliefs were, people in this nation supposedly are entitled to those beliefs. And I remember this battle, which, you know, seemed like not so long ago, that people couldn't, if you use the word Xmas, you would be excommunicated or your parents would take you out of the will because of this. And here's why I have such a tough problem in this nation, Dominic, is the intolerance of people for other, you know, American people and their rights. Somehow the individual right of a person supersedes the other person's rights. My rights supersede anybody else's because, you know, I'm who I am.
Because they're my rights.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, I mean, think about that, Dominic. Yeah, yeah. This is how insanity and how insane this is, because I've been led to believe that me as an individual, my rights are more important than the masses of the people. So I believe it's Christmas. You don't say Christmas, you're anti-American. What is that? That's that Donald Trump way of thinking. And it's permeated, man, so many people that the pressure has forced people to do away with what may have been their beliefs. You know, happy holiday. I'm on the air the other day and I'm caught between, well, what am I going to say? Merry Christmas?
Right.
Happy, man. Hey, happy holiday. That encompasses it all.
It does.
But it's a ridiculous argument to have because it doesn't matter what it is, man. What does it really matter? You know, what you name it, as long as what it supposedly represents,
right,
is being around the people you love, you know, and breaking bread with them. That's what it's about. The titles are meaningless.
Earl Ingram.
Or to me.
Earl
to me.
Ingram joining me today. Just PS on the board, 855-752-4842. I've struggled with it as well as a total non-believer of any of it. I'm a big Happy Days guy. You know, hey, Happy Day. I mean, everyone should. I love that Happy Days. Who could argue with Happy Days? But around, you know, the holiday season, you know, I have come to the philosophy of responding in kind. So I generally don't like initiate the Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever the case is. But if someone says it, I'll say what they say. So if someone says to me, hey, Tom, Merry Christmas. Hey, Merry Christmas right back. Or if someone says, hey, Happy Holidays. I'm a big, hey, Happy Holidays to you too. Hey, Happy Hanukkah, you too. Happy Festivus right back at you, brother. You know what I mean? I'm okay with all that because I can't get mad at anyone wishing me a happy day, man. You know what I mean? I'll take every happy day, every wish, hell, every prayer I can get. That's okay. So I think because in some regards, the hard right and maybe those like Bill O'Reilly who were pushing this thing so very long, and he's no longer on the circuit and banging that drum as much as he used to, or there has been a realization from those folks who were so hardcore in their beliefs that, oh, maybe I can accept, you know, someone else wishing me a different holiday than the one that my belief system allows me to wish them well on. It seems that this should be very easy for us, Earl. As you mentioned, what goodwill, peace on earth, goodwill toward all men. And the happy holidays is a nice catch-all. I mean, how many actual holidays, religions practice holidays between, I don't know, just this time of year. Like, I saw
there's
like
at least a dozen.
Dozen, 15, yeah, something like that. And I know a few of them. And sorry, I don't know all. And as the atheist, as I like to say, I don't know all the finer points of fiction. So forgive me if I kind of, you know, don't dig into it as deeply as some people would. But I can certainly appreciate when friends and family want to give me good wishes. How could I possibly not take them and then give them back in return?
It should be so simple.
It should be so simple.
You receive goodwill, you send goodwill back.
To hell with you, Sleepy Joe.
And you too.
you know, man, you know, the tragedy in all of this is that man, once again, is going to be the most powerful man in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he represents all of us. And yet, I don't know how people who said, yes, this is my man, and you look at him and you see him and you hear responses like you just read. Every one of those presidents you spoke about before and what they had to say about the holiday, how difficult is it to do that?
Right.
Come on, man. They've got writers. If they can't do it themselves, the writers will pin something.
Oh, Trump's his own best PR guy.
I know.
He won't let anybody talk about, like, that's weakness, Earl. I mean, that's my thing. I think a guy like Donald Trump thinks about love and community and giving and compassion as signs of weakness. That, and of course, he's a narcissist and he's jealous of little baby Jesus.
Right.
But those I think are the things that drive him. If you're compassionate, Earl, you're weak. You know, if someone's having a hard time, you step on them when they're down. You stick it to them when you can. You know, you never let a good emergency go to waste. Look at COVID. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's an opportunist. I don't know if there's any love in that guy. I don't remember him writing
love
about loving his
Big
family,
Mac.
Writing about love of country, love of family, love of his creator, whoever that may be, whomever that may be. I don't ever recall Donald Trump talking about love and peace ever.
Well, you know, the worst part about it, Dominic, is, you know, those of us who've been around a few days longer than dirt, we know who Donald Trump is, man. He's been that way forever. He was always that way. And so I don't know why anybody could have thought that he would show some different signs of humanity. He's never been that. Even as a young, wealthy man, he was the ogre that he is now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people knowingly said, that's my guy. That's the kind of person I want to represent me. I, for the life of me, man, I just will never understand that. And all of us are going to suffer the consequences for that. Once again,
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We got some of the texters on. Gordy, not lost on me that the Christmas show, normally hosted by Don the Atheist, I think Dom, me the Atheist,
mm-hmm,
was replaced by a man of Jewish faith. Oh, yeah, man. We got all sorts of faiths around here, Gordy. Man, appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Our buddy Cam, Panama is investigating Trump for tax fraud, so that's why he's talking about buying them. Yes, good point. And I recall, because Trump did have a building down there, and if I recall a few years ago, I saw the workers out there kind of, you know, taking the Trump name off
right.
the front of the building. So, you know, Trump's kind of, I don't know, get even, get his money back. Not sure on that. 855-752-4842. A couple callers been patient. Jake from the MKE, you're up. Happy days, Jake. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I thought Santa Claus was the wait. No, was it Jesus who was supposed to bring gifts?
I'm so confused.
Anyways, Christmas is about presents and spending money. That's all it's about. But I actually have a serious question. I'm sorry, Earl. Since you said you're a little older than dirt, how long do you
three days older than dirt?
Oh, 3 days older than dirt. How long do you think it's gonna be until we actually have actual like protests on the streets, and how long until things become violent? I am not
protests about what?
about everything that's going to be happening. I mean, like,
I would not advise people. I would not advise people to protest with this guy in control, because you just don't know where that's going to end up, man. I don't think it's going to end up well.
Don't protest at all, or wait for a specific incident.
Yeah, well, I would just advise, you know, I would advise people, the freedom of speech, the freedom of assembly, all those different things are going to be challenged with this guy. And people should have known that they were giving up their rights when they elected him. So, man, I just hope that people are careful, because people seem to be afraid. The people who are in charge seem to be afraid of him.
Earl, but to Jake's point, if you compare it to, you know, the marches in the 60s here in Milwaukee, certainly there were people in power back then that weren't very friendly to the civil rights movement. And there were challenges to freedom of speech and freedom of assembly back then. Do you think this is a worse environment than it was back in the 60s, Earl?
I think this is a worse environment because, you know, back in the 60s, when people were protesting the civil rights movement and those types of things, you know, even the president at that time and the world watching it, spoke out about the injustice, and, you know, just a lot different than it is today. I just think that Donald Trump is not alone. He's got an army with him of Republicans in the Congress and in the Senate and in the Supreme Court who he, you know, kind of orchestrates. He's the puppet master, and they follow his lead. That's where the fear is. The Supreme Court is not free anymore, independent. He's put those people there, and they're going to respond to him. That's the fear.
Earl Ingram Jr., hell, man, they tried to steal our vote back in 2020. We're not going to let them steal our right to protest, our right to assembly, and our right to free speech, baby. I'll be on that street with every single one of you. Come back with us. Get more of your calls, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl Ingram Jr. hanging around today, just PS on the board. And if you're listening, Panama, that is going to be your new national anthem. If Donald Trump has his way, Van Halen, Panama, get it, know it, you love it. It's going to be that way unless you lower your prices. Panama, we want Panama.
And stop investigating Trump.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That too.
That too. 855-752-4842. Let's get some more callers up on the board before the top of the hour. David from San Francisco, you are up. Welcome, David. Happy days. What do you got for us?
Oh, well, thanks, Tom. And hey, Earl. Out here in San Francisco, there are only one or two properties that Trump owns. And I've been thinking, you know, if I were to get out a donation bucket, charge people $10 to take a leak on the side of that building, I bet we could make some real money here. And talking about, the con artists that are allied with Trump, you remember Harlan Crow is the guy that's buying the Supreme Court.
Yeah, the money man.
Specifically. Yeah. Now, apparently Harlan Crow is not just a billionaire in Texas. He owns land up there in Chicago. He owns land all over the country. And of course, people could do the same thing, you know, exposing Crow's properties throughout the area and doing boycotts. And I'm thinking specifically of boycotts, you know, protesting them. And when you think about Harlan Crow, there was recently an article that came out that showed that the yacht that Clarence Thomas was riding around in and not paying a nickel for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that the taxpayer paid for it, because Harlan Crow, you know, of course, Clarence Thomas was claiming that it was hospitality, that Harlan Crow was just a buddy. But it turns out that Harlan Crow wrote it off on his taxes.
Mm.
So he's a welfare cheat. And so when you start looking at doing asset forfeiture, asset seizure of Harlan Crow's properties. And so if you go to crowholdings.com, and then I believe you go to the development section, you can see what properties he has as residential, commercial, and industrial. And so that gives a lot of opportunity for people to target that way. And finally, Earl was talking about Trump's cavalier attitude about women and whatnot. I'm guessing that one of the technique that Trump used to get that attitude was when he was going around with his dad collecting rent. And what do you bet that there was some, you know, pretty housewife that didn't have the rent, and Donald Trump would just move in on her, and whether he would rape her or whether he would just wipe away the rent, you know, for certain sexual favors.
Yes.
You can bet that. I expect there was a famous, I believe it was an interview where Trump as a teenager is with his dad. And they're coming out of a building, and they've got this real nasty attitude. You know, you imagine the sickest kind of landlord.
Well, yeah, and David, thanks, man. We got some callers waiting. I want to cut you short there. Certainly some serious allegations. Could those things have happened? I mean, lots of things could have happened. Would I expect that Donald Trump would use every advantage, all the leverage he could to advantage himself on some women? Yeah, I could see that happening. Hell, he's been convicted of adjudicated of sexual assault, which I believe the judge referred to as rape. Thanks for the call, David. 855-752-4842. Cam from Appleton, you are up. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey guys, happy holidays.
Thank you.
I'm excited because I like watching Conan O'Brien's travel show. And if any of you guys are familiar with it, one of the episodes, he ends up going to Iceland, and that was during Trump's presidency. And during that episode, every person that he met there, he asked them if they're excited for the U.S. to purchase them. And every single person answered with a resounding no. And that just means that he has to do one in Panama now to keep up the looks. And speaking of looks, before I go, this is incredibly petty of me, but I am excited because, you know, when I ask you, you know how if you have like a knotted shoe and you keep pulling on that knot, it just gets more just messed up, right? Well, Elon is taking Ozempique on top of all of his other drug abuse stuff. And if people are using a drug to lose weight, I understand it. And, like, good for you for doing something about it. But I can't imagine pumping something like Elon full of ketamine and drugs of various legalities and Ozempique on top of that.
It's one big science experiment.
It's not any prettier. No.
Thanks for the call, man. A lot to unpack there, Cam. But the Donald Trump Panama thing, that's an issue, and he's out there tweeting about it or truthing about it. He believes somehow, some way, that China's in charge, and there may be some administrative or management of some ports through some Hong Kong subsidiaries and so on and so forth. Yeah, okay. And does China want to exert their influence all over the world? Sure, just like we do. Maybe we should actually have some leadership in Central and South America in addressing some of our legacy imperialistic corporate problems that we've endeavored over these last 100 years or so. Nothing Happens in a vacuum, folks. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Got a big wish list of what Donald Trump's going to do on his very first day. He's going to be real busy. Come back with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.